And now a look at some deadly storms in North Texas, where today will be a day of tragedy and cleanup for hundreds of families facing the loss of loved ones, facing injuries, or facing homelessness in the wake of a series of tornadoes that tore through the area last night. Julie Lissy joins us from St. Francis Cabrini Catholic Church in Granbury, Texas. The church is a local shelter, Julie?
Yes, John.
And how many people are you taking care of today?
Currently, we have about 15.
And what are the stories that you're hearing? The daylight has revealed some devastation that has removed whole neighborhoods.
Yes, the most hard hit in Granbury is an area called Rio Brazos, which is a low-income community that was dominantly trailer homes. More than 50 homes have been destroyed, and all those families have been displaced. And we have four different shelters in the area that are attending to their needs right now. We have a lot of power outages, and kind of that was the biggest tornado, but then there were other random ones within the area that have done some damage to homes.
I was listening to a number of the local television reports down there in North Texas. It does seem as though in certain communities people got a pretty decent warning and were able to take shelter, even given the deadly nature of these storms. What's your assessment?
I would believe that to be true. Tornadoes in this part of the country are fairly common, so there are a lot of emergency advanced systems. I know specifically in Hood County that the sheriff's office has a telephone call that goes out on a trunk line, and there's a first responder level, and we also are not too far from a nuclear power plant, so there are a lot of emergency procedures in place here.
How are people feeling, the folks that you've been talking to through the night and today?
They're overwhelmed. They're really not sure which end is up right now.
And how many houses would you say have been damaged or even completely destroyed?
Well, within that one community, about 50. And best we can tell this morning, there was damage in at least four other parts of the county. So I would estimate at least 200 homes have had damage.
And Granbury, that's the community that lost 50 homes. I mean, how big of a town is Granbury?
The town itself is 6,000. But there are the surrounding area is probably around 20,000-25,000.
Well, Julie Lissy, good luck today. And it's great that you are there and the St. Francis Cabrini Catholic Church is there for the families in need. Thanks so much, Julie.
Thank you.
Still to come, mad as hell.
It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS.
We go from storms in North Texas to storms on Capitol Hill. What's next for the president as he tries to get a grip on all that's plaguing his second term? Todd Zwillick standing by in Washington on The Takeaway. Stay with us. And you can join any conversation. What do you think of this week for the White House? 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And we'll have more on the issue of sexual assault in the military. Kirsten Gillibrand talked about initiatives that she's behind to try to change the culture in the military. We'll take another look at it. If you have any reaction to Senator Gillibrand's comments, you know how to reach us.